Beis. Oma lei Rav Poppe le Rove, lei me Shmuel, les lei der Rav Dimi. We had a machloikis on the Peheya Med Aleph between Rav and Shmuel. Rav held that Tashmish Terech Avir does not have a Teres Tashmish, so therefore if it won't answer, it won't answer, if the whole Tashmish is a Tashmish Derech Avir, it will not answer. And Shmuel said, Boir Shebein Shtei Chatzeres Mufleges Mikoysel Zeh Arbo Mikoysel Zeh Arbo Zemaitzi Ziz Kolshu Memali Vizemaitzi Ziz Kolshu Memali. Here we are speaking about that the Shimush of both of the Chatzeres was a Shimush Derech Avir. And Shmuel says, Al Koponim, you need a tikon of aziz atakone purte, because it looks like it's a reshus shel shtayim, a yidei shimush avir, it looks like it's a reshus shel shtayim, and therefore you need a tikon of aziz, which is a heker. Zakti gemore, omalei rav pope le rove, leime Shmuel leslei de rav dimi. According, Shmuel does not hold rav dimi zaloch. What's Rav Dimi? Dechi osa Rav Dimi omar Rav Yoichanim Mokim she'ein boi dalet al dalet Muta livnei reshus ha-rabim livnei reshus ha-yochid lekatef olo. If you have a mokim p'tur as between reshus ha-yochid and reshus ha-rabim, so both of these people, side of reshus ha-rabim, side of reshus ha-yochid, are muta to be mechatef on this mokim p'tur. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu, but they should not put it, he says, the Bnei Reshus HaYochid should not put it on the Mokim Ptur with an intent that from the Mokim Ptur it should go into the Reshus HaRab. Tosnish. So we have to understand what Ma'inyan Shmita Leitzar HaSina, what Shaiches does this have to Rav Dimi? What Rav's Shmuel's memre that a Tashmish Derech Avil is a Tikkun Ziz, what Shaiches does this have to Rav Dimi? Let us see Rashi. Leimo Shmuel, the Oma Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Avil, the one can answer Derech Avil, Leslei the Rav Dimi, the Mokim She'ein Bo Yarbo. A mokim ptur that does not have dalet tvochim al dalet tvochim, given the less by shir mokim, it doesn't have a shir mokim, hanoche di day lav hanoche, so it doesn't have a teres hanoche. Rehu ka avir ba'alme, so it is just like avir. Vekom amutar beloy shum tikun ushmul oitzoas ziz boy. The Gemara is later very unclear. What, first of all, we have to understand what was Leslei de Rav Dimi. It seems Rav Dimi said a chiddush. We have to understand what was the chiddush of Rav Dimi. There's a Baraisa Mesechta Shabbos. The Baraisa Mesechta Shabbos is Dalad Rishuyis B'Shabbos. Dalad Rishuyis B'Shabbos is there's a Rishus of a Mokim Ptur. A Mokim that is not Dalad al Dalad has a Halach of a Mokim Ptur. And that is the Halach of a Mokim Ptur. And the Halach is not because it's not called the Hanoche. The Halach is this Rishus, this Mokim, it's not a Mokim Shalchiv. A Kalmulis is a Mokim Shalchiv mi da Rabbonon. A Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabon is a Mokim Chiv mi na Teire. This is a mokim ptur, is a svakert, a mokim that there's no isurim on this mokim. Because it doesn't have a teiris rishus, because it's less than dalet al dalet. So first of all, what was, that's the baraisa of dalet rishuyis b'shabbos. The Gemara didn't chalom that Shmuel was chaylik on the baraisa. Shmuel is chaylik on Rav Dimi. So what did Rav Dimi say already? What was Rav Dimi moisef on the Baraisa? And now what Rav Dimi said, Shmuel is chaylik. I am not sure, but perhaps pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Perhaps pshat in the Gemara is, Rav Dimi was mechadish Muta livnei reshus harabim, livnei reshus hayochid lekatev olav. I think his chiddush is that both are permitted to be mechatev at the same time. He didn't say that they should be mechatev at different times. He can be mechatev at the same time. That's tzad number one. That's one thing what Rav Dimi was mechadish. Can be mechatev on the same time of the bnei reshus harabim and bnei reshus hayochid. Chiddush number two of Rav Dimi, dachsech meritz, let us understand Rashi in Shabbos, Tavova Medalev, when Rashi explains how a mokim ptur works. So Rashi says, we would think the gather of a mokim ptur is that it's a psapar v'rishus, this three rishuyei shel iser, a rishus harabim, a rishus hayochid, and a karmelis. The mokim ptur is parve. It's this rishus, you're allowed to be metalto from one rishus to the other rishus. It's a rishus shel ptur. Rashi in Shabbos Davov Medalev says, Einoi choshuv rishus la'atzmoi. This is not considered a rishus la'atzmoi. Ubotol eitzel rishus hayochid ve'eitzel rishus harab. Rashi explains the din of a mokim ptur is not that it's a parve rishus. It's a rishus that's botol to the rishus hayochid into the rishus harab. So that's the gather of bitul is that legabi the bnei rishus hayochid, this is also considered rishus hayochid. You're not taking out to a different rishus. This becomes part of a rishus hayochid. Legabi the bnei rishus harab, it's considered that this is a rishus harab. That's the gather of mokim ptur. Now the gather of mokim ptur is that it becomes bottle. So in the rishus alone, it has in itself, that means so when a ben rishus harab is mechatef on it, it has dini rishus harab on it. Aben rishus hayochid is mechatev. There's dini rishus hayochid on it. Now, if shimush derech avir would be considered a choshev etashmish, so then lemaise the shimush shavs the din bitul dachsach mir that when you're mishamish. You're taking from a rishus hayochid to your mechatev and a mokim ptur, so becomes nizbatel to your rishus. It's nizbatel. I think it's nizbatel al yedei shimush. The shimush makes it for. So it's batel to your rishus. So he has dinei rishus hayochid. He has dinei rishus harab. Now this shimush is not a shimush choshuv. It's since it doesn't have a toiras mokim. Rashi says, Hanochi didei lav hanochi, vareyu ke'avir ba'alme. So if we don't reckon with the shimush, we're not geiris the shimush, because this is some emele, then what is he doing? He's not doing anything. It's not considered he's making a hanochi chshuve. So then they wouldn't bother them that he's making a hanocha and a mokim that has in this mokim dini reshus hayochid and dini reshus harab. Because he's not doing anything. He's not doing a dover choshev. But if you hold tashmish derech aver has a chashivis, that means it needs a heker. That's what Shmuel was machadish. It needs a heker ziz, it needs a tikkun. That we reckon with this tashmish, so I think, so then, shtibnish mit Rav Dimi. This is if we are assuming that the chiddush of Rav Dimi was that they can be mechatev bebasachas, the bnei reshus hayochid, the bnei reshus harab. And if you hold like Shmuel, that for some reason, this should be also. It's a very unclear gemara. But dachsim, it could be this is a little bit what the gemara means. And for the Gemara, that no. And for the Gemara, Azoy. Hocha Rishu Yester Rabbonon. When was Shmuel Machshev Atash Mishterech Aver? By Rishu Yester Rabbonon. Vechachom Imosach Hizikul Devreim Yaisem Mishal Teir. Rishuyis, the Rabbon and Chazal were machma to take out from one chotza to another chotza. These are Rishuyis, the Rabbon. So there you couldn't be mekel afilu amashu. So if you had two chatzeres, one mishtamish derech avil with a boyer, so it's called a chotza, so this boyer is called a mokim shel shteir. Because they didn't want to be mekel anything in the Rabbon. Also, chizuk dvem yaisem mishel toir. Asha ein kain, when it comes to Rishuyis, the Raisa, he says, here the Chsha should be, if a person will put down something on a Mokim Ptur, and this Mokim Ptur, as the Shimush, let's say he took it from Rishus HaYochid and was Machatev on the Mokim Ptur. And this Mokim Ptur has Dinei Rishus HaRabim, Legabi, the one who's Machatev on it from the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so we'll say, if I'm allowed to put it on with a Shimush Garua, I might come and be metalta from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So that the Gemara, so but by Yisurim Deraisa, they weren't machmer. Because it doesn't need a chizik. Since the etzem pula that you're doing is a pula gerua, it is a meloche gerua, because it doesn't have a teiras hanoche, since it doesn't have a teiras mokim. So memele, so mitzadatzma you don't have ta'asa. No ta'asel, tzgzeire. By doing this, he might come and be over an iser deraise. The divrei teira letzrichen chizik. That's a more or less pshat in the Gemara's teretz. Zukt Rashi, Rishu Yois, the Rabbonon, Shneim, Rishu Sayochid, Abershim Beis Chatzeres, Vein Oisrim, Mizelo Zelo, Mida Rabbonon. Here it only asks Mida Rabbonon. Some Mele, so here they were Machmer, Afilu by Hashimush Gerua, Masha'enkein, by Suri Deraise, there's no, you don't have to be machmer so much over here, because you don't have to declare they might come and be over on Isur Deraise. Divre Teire loitzrichen chizik. Zog Toysvis, leim eshmur les leid der avdimi. Perish Rashi, nire ike dekoi ahu de boir beis chatzeris, de kosova shmur odam oyser al chaveiroi derech avir, afa pishu tash mishgorua. Even though it is a tashmish gerua, but one asks on the other. So memele here, it would seem, according to Rav Dimi, the ben rishus harabim, that through the shimush of the smokim ptur, makes it into a rishus harabim, that's together of mokim ptur, it's in his battle to the rishus, so this tashmish gerua should answer on the ben rishus hayochid, who wants to be mechatef now. Umishani hosam rishuya is deraise, velekalumeche shemo mi toich kach, yovei le talto mishusa yochid le shusarab. Don't know if they weren't geyser mi toich kach. The sura deraise made the yoda. In beetzemesis, this is a tashmish gerua which doesn't warrant to asa mitzadatzma. Aber hoche die lav da osre ya dodi shema mitoich kach yitaltu mechotze lechotze. That means if you'll be matter this, it might come out that it'll go further. People mitaltu mechotze lechotze. So, I mean, the Bemison Rashi said this before in the memory of Shmuel, that not that be'etzem it is osre. That's why a hecker helps. Or within a disease, nami loy liboy, Rashi says, according to Shmuel. Amshemekebam, shlo yishtam shubishus acheres oshnaim. The whole thing was that this is a misleading matzev. If people will be mishtamish in a boir bein beis chatzeres, people will learn from this that you'll have to take from one rishus to another rishus. So by Isurim de Rabbonon, they were more choishish, and that's why Tzichin Chizik. The lav da osri adodi, shem emiteich kach, yitalto mechotza lechotza. Rebein etam pirish bin yin acher, ve'ein nire perusha. Zog te gemore weiter. Oma lei revine le rove, mi oma rav hochi. Does rav hold that what? That a tashmish derech avir does not aser. Itma, we learned, shnei botim mishnei tzidei rishus rabim, if there were two houses on two sides of a rishus rabim, The Gemara, the Havamina learned, they were equal levels. They were the same level. Is Rabbe Baravuna Omarav also Lizroik Mizelaze. You're not allowed to throw from one house to the other house, and we're speaking about that even though both houses belong to the same person, so there is no Iser of taking out from one Rishus to another Rishus, both of the houses are my houses. And we're speaking about Izoirik Lamaila Miyud, which is Amokim Ptu. From that again, it is also Shmuel Omar Mutter Lizrik Mizelezeh. So here we also have to understand, so Mayin Shmita Leitzah Harsinai, so what Shaiches does this have with the Rav that holds Tashmish Derech Avir Loishmei Tashmish? So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mi Omar Rav Hachi, Hachi Zem Mishtamish B'Somach Loya Yidei Zrike. Does Rav really hold that we learned if you had two chuvis between two batim, so each one is permitted to be mishtamish in the chuve that's near his bayis, near his chaloin, and each one is mishtamish b'shulshul, even though during the week the other one is mishtamish derech aver, he used to throw into my chuve from his chaloin. So he also was mishtamish in this mokim, in this chuve. So Rav said that Tashmish Derech Avir does not have a Teiris Tashmish. So Memela, so it is not considered my chuve, is the chuve, not my chuve. The chuve really belongs theoretically to both of them. But the chuve that I'm mishtamish with is considered my chuve because his shimush is a shimush of Derech Avir that doesn't ask. Is miyom arav hochi ze mishtamish besomach loy. The one is permitted to mishtamish besomach loy. Al yedei zrikim. Ve ein chavei roi oisa olov. Derech aver, he does nasam. We learn shnei batim shalodam echot osa lizrik. Afal ve afal gavdechi sagi ba'aver ishus arabam lamayla miyasorim. When it's going through the Avon, when he's throwing from one house to the other house. So it's going through Avir Ishu Sarabim Lamaila Miyasorik Osagi. And so what's wrong over here? He's throwing from one of his own houses to another of his own houses. He's going in Amokim Ptul. So why is this Osa? Vikomar the Oiser Olov Aviron Shel B'nei Rishu Sarabim. Af al pi she'ein lahem kan tashmish. They wanted to be machmer, the avir which is over, the avir which is over the rishus harabim, is the sibel eser. Now here the Ritva says pshat, the bnei rishus harabim oisrin oisoi olov, וכאילו זוירק בדרך חוצר המשותפת. It seems like this. The Ritved would seem that the Bnei Rishus Arabim have some type of shimush l'may l'mayesa. The shimush is not a shimush the shimush zichanat. It's not called a mokim hiluch Arabim. In hilchis rishuyais it's zichanat that is it's a tamokim ptur and hilchis reshuyes. The Ritva says, when he says the tzad iser, chilu zoyrik bederech chotzer hamishutefes. So that's me, and this Ritva shteita tzvei chidushin. One chidush it says, if a person will throw, let's say, from one of his own chatzeres, another of his chatzeres, derech chotzer hamishutefes, even though there won't be a hanoche in this chotzer ha-meshutefes, but in hilchis eiruvei chatzeres, that is also, that just like I'm not allowed to throw from one reshus into another reshus, so one is not permitted to throw derech a reshus acheres. The etzem haloche, I found the magia in the Meiri, in a different note, he brings that to Sefta. The Tosefta says, "Da'in mishalshlim merushus lerushus derech rishus." You're going through a different rishus, so he brings a ray from this Tosefta that even though there won't be, it won't be munach in the middle rishus, but in Hilchos Eiruvei Chatzeres, Chazal asked to take off from one rishus to another rishus, even though it's only passing by this rishus, it's not being noch. It would seem the Gemara did not understand any legitimate reason why Rav should ask to be zayrik from one bayis to another bayis l'mayla miyut, machosakan, I'm throwing from my own, from one of my houses to another house. So the Akira Banoch is in the same reshus. So the whole culprit has to be the Aver Bintayim. The Aver is the Chamokim Ptur. So Vais Tachois, since this is an Aver, where there's a Shimush Terech Aver from the Bnei Reshus Arabim, so this Aver gives it a din of a Chotzer HaMeshutefest, as the Ritva says. So it's considered, I'm taking from my Reshus, it's going through a Chotzer HaMeshutefest. And this comes about through the Shimush Aver of the Bnei Reshus Arab. This is Gora, Shvach, Shimush, whatever they do, L'maylo Me'esor. But that was the only way the Gemara could understand the Memra of Rab. But the Gemara, Amal Avinu L'Rov, Miyom HaRav Hochi, that Shimush Derech Avir doesn't answer, I don't reckon with it, for Yitma, Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidir, Shus HaRabim. Rav, Bar Rav, Huna, Mar Rav, Osa Lizrik Mizel Zeh, Shmulam Amuta Lizrik Mizel Zeh. Amalei, so he told them, no, the reason of the Isser is not out this and ganzen, go on under it time. Mir kimnem doch eingesetzt als Zeretzer, de midli chad u mitzi chad, that one of these houses are tall, and the other of the houses are short. And as Rashi explains in Shabbos, you have to have good aim to throw from the short one to the tall one, to reach the roof. Zimnem de megander v'nofel. Maybe he's going, he won't throw it too well. And it'll bounce off, and it'll roll off. It won't get on the second gag. It's going to fall into the Rishus Arab. Va'osi la'asuye. And now it's in the Rishus Arabim, so he might go and carry it. Now, what is Pshat? So this Rashi says in Shabbos that, I mean, L'chay the Gemara is very difficult to understand. If you're afraid that it's going to fall into the Rishus Arabim, so why do you have to say the Nofel va'osi lasuye? He might go and carry it. Thus, he alone. That alone, he was zayrik mershus hayochid loshus haram. So why do you have to go further? Va'osi lasuye. So Rashi says that what occurred, if he threw from he missed the gag, and lemaisa he ended, it ended up falling into the reshus haram. So Rashi says he's not chayiv min ha-toyre, because these are mesasik, svelt malachas machsheves. I didn't want to throw to Rishus HaRabim, I wanted to throw to Rishus HaYochid. So memele, so I feel that this would occur, this is only osami the Rabbonim. So if it's only osami the Rabbonim, so now to aser, zrike, because maybe he won't throw it good, and an isa the Rabbonim will come about, that's called apsagzeire legzeire. So that they wouldn't answer. What did they answer? They answered that they did answer. They were afraid after it's going to fall into the Rishus HaRabim, we have to be megashim the picture a little bit. There were two shcheinim and one got covered the guest and he called Yana, maybe you can throw me over your silverware. And Yana said, no, he's going to do it. And then all of a sudden it falls into the middle of the street. That's a shreklech ibn Nisoyin. So there Chazal were afraid that he might go and va'asi lasuye. What he shall leave the silverware in the middle of the street with the goyim walking along in the street. Samamela does nisht. Samamela, that's there were goyim that maybe this might occur. Zot Rashi the midli chad or mitzi chad echad gavoya ve'echad namuch. Shema Yizrak mina namuch legavoya v'lo yagia, and he won't reach it. V'yipel Rishus HaRabim. So that's why Rav asked it. Not the way the Gemara and the Havamina held that the reason it's also is because a Tashmish Derech Aver is gives the Aver of that Mokim Halachas. L'shmul da'om ha-muta. לחייר אפקט החרשי, לחייר דוס ונהפכו. שמול, הולד פש מרשתרך, עבר איזוס, כפונם נראה הקר. So why didn't the Gemara ask Kastir and Shmuel? Shmuel is matter to throw from one gag to the other gag. But Shmuel doma muta leikashe didea didea, doma odom oisal chaveroi derech aver, dom rinem berushuyeis deraisi Shmuel moide. That this whole derech aver is nish kein iser atzmi. The whole derech aver that they were machshiv, this tashmish was, they were afraid he might come in do another Issa Behedye. So they were only were goyzo by Rishu Yisda Rabbonin. By Rishu Yisda Rabbonin, Tzrich and Chizik, some of Melo there, they were goyzo. Here, the Lachayre, this is Rishu Yisda Yeraise. Rishu Yisda Yeraise, Loi Gozo. Al Kaponim, I don't know, Lachayre from Rashi, it would seem, may we mentioned before from the Ritva, that the Ritva said, that according to the Havmin of the Gemara, Ge'ilu Zoyrek B'derech Chotzer HaMeshutefes. He says, the Gemara held that the Tashmish Avir of the Bnei Rishu Sarab L'mayla Meyut gives it a din of a Chotzer HaMeshutefes. So we wanted to say, that the Yisoyta Yisr is not a Yisr from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. It's not in the Yisurim of Rishuyais. Want to say it's more an Erev Dikedin. It has a din of a Chotzer HaMeshutefes. It's not we gave that Mokim Adin Rishus HaRabim. We gave it a din of a Chotzer HaMeshutefes, which in Hilchus Erev in a Chotzer HaMeshutefes is also. That's what we were mitzadet to say. If that is the case, so l'chayre, Rashi's teretz is not maspik. I mean, l'chayre, the tzad isa is not that he'll take from a reshus ayochet to reshus arab. He'll take from a reshus ayochet to a chotz ameshutefes. Is taka the rabbonim. So the is taka shver and shmur. From Rashi it would seem, Taisus has another teretz on Rashi's kasha. From Rashi it would seem that the shimush avir of the bnei reshus harabim gave it a din of the shimush rabim of the bnei reshus harabim gave it a din of a reshus harabim take. I mean, the rabbonon, since the bnei reshus harabim meshtamish derech avir, it has hilchis reshus harabim. It has Hilchus Rishus Harab. Perhaps this Shaila, if the Isser is an Isser of Chotzer HaMeshutefes, or the Isser is it's going through a Rishus Harabim, is totally in the Machloikis HaRishonim. If a person is Zeirik Mershus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus Harab, Mamish Derech Rishus Harab, if there's an Isser the Yeraise. The Achrayim want to say that Rashi holds in Shabbos that there's an Isser D'Yeraise. There's an Isser D'Yeraise to take from a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRab. So if there's an Isser, even though the Kir and the Anocha were not in the Rishus HaRab. So it could be, so Rashi L'Shito, so therefore Rashi V'Aistocho is the Yisod HaYisser is a Melochidik Yisser. It's going to a Rishus HaRab. So that's why Rashi says, so according to Shmuel, the Kasha finds sich nicht on. Because we just said, by Rishu is the Reise, they never were mischashiv with Tash Mishterich Ave. Masha Enke in those who hold, could be the Ritva Schelek on Rashi, those who hold that Rishu Sayochid, Rishu Sayochid, Rishu Sayochid, Rishu Sayochid, no such meloche, because you have to have the Akire and the Hanoch in Rishu Sarab in order to be over this Amabe. So could be he learned, so therefore here it's a different sugister in Ganson, it's like a Chotzer HaMeshutefes, which is an Isser, which stams sich from Hilchus Eruv Chetzeres, not, from the Melochis of Havore. But again, it's a very unclear Gemara. Umiyoma Rav, Hochi. Perish, dein Odom Oyser al Chaveroi derech Ave, vaitmo shnei botim. Kesalke daitach taima da oisa lizroik mishum des The sagi ba'aver reshus harabim is going to aver reshus harabim. L'mayla meyasore. V'komar da'oyser olov aviron shel b'nei reshus harab. The aver shel b'nei reshus harabim is asrin. Avo pishen lam kan tashmish. Chemperish bekuntres. V'dishmula dishmula imotsu l'mifrich. Dein Tash Mishtaver Hoche Choshev Kahi Velel. So Toysvis wants to say another third, but Ritva Dachsme also says this third. That this, whatever the Havamin of the Gemara was, that this is also called Tash Mishterech Aver, this is worse than the Tash Mishterech Aver we had till now. So in Rav, the Gemara is asking Miteres Kolshkein. That ma doch this tashmish derech aver aso, sabad givis an normale tashmish derech aver shilaso. But on Shmuel, there's no kashe, because could be Shmuel holds davke a tashmish choshev derech aver aso. This isn't even considered a tashmish choshev derech aver. Aber Rav poch mi kolshkein, and Rav revesen, if he aso this, sabad givis he should aso, when it's a tashmish choshev derech aver. Rashi pirish the loypor shmul ad shmul mishum de bereshuy is the raisa moide. So Rashi Tosfos brings down both mahalchim. Zok the Mishne weiter. Hanoisin es eruvoi bebei shahar ach sadre umapeses. A person put an eruvi chatzeres in these mekoimis. And these mekoimis are mekoimis which are not roi ledire. One cannot live there. There's a steady flow of traffic in the Beis Shaar and the Chsadra Marpeses. So he's putting the Erev not in a Mokim Dira. Einoi Erev. So does not have a Teiris Erev. Vahador Shom. What if a person lives there? Einoi Oyser Olob. He doesn't answer. Because he's Dor in a Mokim this is not a Mokim Dira. So Mele is not considered a do. Beis ha-teven, u beis ha-boko, u beis ha-eitzim, u beis ha-oitzres. Harei ze eruv. This already is called, that has a teires mokim dire, af azoi vait, that if a person puts an eruv there, so it's called, the eruv was put in a mokim dire. Vahador Shom, if a person will live there, Oysa. Vahador Shom Oysa. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Yesham, Tvises Yad Shobal Abayis, Eine Oysa. Now Rabbi Yehuda Betzim is talking about Lav Davke, Beis HaTeven or Beis HaBoko. This was Hashem Shtolzach, why Rabbi Yehuda Grad the Psutzach. It's going on this Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Gor Anandere Haloch in Ganzen. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that if a person was mashil or maskir, a mokim to someone else, so yenim's dire asels on the mashil or maskir, if he has in this dire a tvises yad, he left open this dire, chafeitzim, which belonged to him, so it's considered he never was oiker his dire from this bias, so memele it is considered that this is his bias still. So Mamele and the one who rented it from him is considered like an oirach by him, so therefore that person won't ask us. So this is Gor Anandere Halocha, which is no Shaykhis would be for. Zot Rashi es Eruvei Erev Chatzeres. Eruvei Chatzeres. Vador Shom Bebei Shar Shebechotzo. I don't know, Rashi specifies it by Shah, we have a whole tzettel of Mekoimis, Asadra, Mepesas. Einoi oiser al balachat, chotzer, he doesn't answer, because it's not considered a mokim dira, vein tzach liten es apas, the lav dira hu, he doesn't have to be mishtar to feed it. Vahador shom, im hishol balabayis, beis ha-teven sheloi la'ache lodo shom, if he lent out his mokim for someone to live there, so someone is now living in a beis hateven, oisa olov bechotza, hoil upasuach lechotza. So since this mokim is pasuach lechotza, this beis hateven, so yenim zdire will asa. אם יש שם תפיסס יד של בעל הבית, שיש לבעל הבית מוקים בדירוסי של זה, I mean, Jen is living there. He rented it out. He lent it out. Shenaisin shom keilav latzniye einay oisa olov dechol rishusa dechotzer dideyu kilu dor imay bebayis. We consider that the chotzer is meshubit to him. Like he's considered a dor in the bayis. So memela, so the chotzer, so Yenim's dire does not have any isurim on the maskil. Lav mi yakimna, this is going on the Gemara before. The Gemara before said that what are you asking Akash and Rav? The reason that Rav asked to be Zayrek, mi bayis la bayis, derech Hashus HaRabim, is we said in Akimta, speaking about it, that it's difficult to throw. There's a tall house and a short house. B'Shabbos Perk HaZayrek, muki lo hochim mishum pircha achite. There the Gemara also has a different Akash and Rav. The Gemara says, this is the reason why it's also. The Gemara says the same lashon, lav mi yakimne, ktas kosher, the osam nami koma, v'lav mi yakimne. So, v'aista choista was, it seems there was one Gemara that came first, and there was an akimta in that Gemara. So, Tais is trying to figure out which Gemara came first, because on each Gemara, the Gemara says, lav mi yakimne, shemayin gezet at the, we said it very pshat that it is speaking about a tall house with a short house. So, v'aista Tais can't figure out which Gemara came first. Before we learn the next Taisvis, let us just refresh our memories. Let us see Taisvis, let us see it for the 1 minute, the Gemara that I am based on its base, the Taisvis there. Then we'll maximally appreciate what our Taisvis is saying. The Gemara says, two lines after the Gemara starts, Tana Rabona. מי שיש לו בישר אכסד ומפסס בחוץ החברו, הרי זה אינו ישראלוף. פיריד. ביס הטבן, ביס הבוקו, ביס העיצים, ביס העיצרויס, הרי זה ישראלוף. This already is not like the Tana of our Mishnah, because he says it does ask it. By us it said in our Mishnah, it says, והדור שם. If someone's living there, they ask it. But here it says, that here the Tanakama holds that alone, a beis haboker, a beis haitzim, is an oisa. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ein oisa, ela mokim dira bilvat. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to have a mokim dira. You have to be a dor. So l'chayre, that what it says in our Mishnah, hador shom, oisa, that is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you're a dor, if you live there, then el taka asa. Let us see Taisvis for 1 minute here, and I'm based on it, based on all come to Taisvis. So Taisvis Beishar is speaking about Afal Pisha Dorim Boy. Kedisnan lekamo beperketzad mishtatvim hador shom einei oisa. Ve'im taima, frektach Taisvis ibe Beishar de Bayis, if it is speaking about a Beishar of a Bayis. Typically, mishum bayis the osar al bnei achotzel. So why doesn't the bayis osar? Why do we say that even hador shom einei oisar? But this is a beishar of a bayis. A dal his dire from the beishar. Let the bayis asar. I will say that no one's living in the bayis. Afal pi shein dorim boy midi da havi abeis hateven. So what is Taisvis Kash? Taisvis Kash is according to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama that says that you don't need a dorshom. The Tanakama holds abeis hateven asils, afil is not a dor. So you see, you don't have to be a dor to us, as long as it's chazi ledire, according to the Tanakama, that's sufficient. Now, beis hateven is called chazi ledire. Beisha is not called chazi ledire because there's a flow of traffic going through. You can't live there. But a beis hateven is considered chazi ledire, even though you don't live there. So why doesn't a beisha aser, out the house alone? It's a beisha to a bayis. I feel no one is a door in the bayis, but since it's royal adira, it's not worse than a beisha tem. Midi dahava a beisha tem. Veishloime, kigain shanosan balabayis eruvay. That the owner of the bayis, it could be takis adode, even he was mishtat of a deire. Kamash mlon, the adobe beisha loy boy larev d'loyo. So that's the chidish that the beisha, the door in the beisha does not asa. But the bayis taki, the bayis is taki zicha a problem. And in Taisi says, nochme, taki taka living in the bayis, but he was mishtat of in the eire, so mamele, there's no problem. Let us see Taisus now. Beis Atevin, Hareze Erev, let us see our Taisus Peyemet Beis. Zuk Taisus, Vafilu Ein Shom Tevin. Afilu, there's no Tevin. They will soon see Taisus, oh, there's a Gavaldika Mile if there's Tevin in the Bayis. Taisus, Afilu Ein Shom Tevin, Linyan Hanochas Erev, Le Boy Ela De Chozi Ledir. And as long as the building mitzad atzma is chozi ledire, so that is sufficient. So you have an empty base at heaven, but it's chozi ledire. So memele, so therefore you're putting the erev, and the erev has to be mokim dire, but mokim chozi ledire is sufficient. Aval ha, do, koma beperik ado, the base at heaven oisan. Now Tesis is going according to the Tanikame. Dafayim beis amid beis. That he says that what the beis at heaven does as a hainu dafke ksheyesham tevin. There you taka need tevin. There you need tevin. That means you need, according to the Tanakam, even though personally he doesn't have to live there, not like Ab Yehuda, but al kaponim, you need to have in the bayis tashmishe dire. Tevin is considered tashmishe dire. So Taisva says that in order to asel, that what the Tanakhama says on the Fayim Beis Amid Beis, that a Beis at Tevin asels, there it is speaking about that the bias is full of Tevin. So it has Tashmishe Dira of some sort. So then, that according to the Tanakhama that asels, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that also won't asel. So the Beis Meir and the Chazaynish Amma'ire, that it seems that this Taisus is Chaylik on the Taisus we just learned Ayim Beis Amid Beis. Because Taisus, if Ayim Beis Amid Beis, asked the Kasha, why it says that a Beis Shah doesn't ask affect the Taisus, but why doesn't the Bayis ask? Why doesn't the Bayis ask? Taisa says it shouldn't be worse than a beis, even though no one's living there. Taisa says, "Ava pishen don boy midi da have a beis at heaven. It should be similar to a beis at heaven." So what's the tushtel to a beis at heaven? A beis at heaven, you have tevin there. So tevin ourselves. Mashenkin over here, there could be speaking about an empty house. You don't have anything in the house. So the Beis Meir is Meirah, it seems that these two Taisvus are not chaylik. That Taisvus, that I am Beis Amid Beis, seem to hold that the Svar of the Tanakhama over there is not the our Taisvus says, because it has some Tashmishe Dira Yidei HaTevin. A Beis HaTevin, since it's Chazi L'Dira, that had some structures, Chazi L'Dira, some Meirah, so therefore, according to Tanakhama, it asks. There's a Taisvus weiter. Kamaishal Rabbi Yehuda in the Oisa ele Mokim Dire, just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, need Mamisha Mokim Dire. Vayne Davke Kshedor Shom Vishabes, the Bina Mokim Pite, Oy Mokim Line, so the Mela Hu Adin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a Mokim Tashmishi Dire Al Kapoim, Sni Tevin Dire. Vaho Diktoni Hoche. Hador Shom Oisarolo. That's what our Gemara says. That Hador Shom, if a person lives in the Beis HaTevin, he will last. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tachtaisves. Davke She'ein Labalabai Shom Tevin. He doesn't have Tevin. Dim Yeh Shom Tevin. Havakilu Dorim Shom Bebais L'Rameya. So according to Rameya, that's some of the time that come to find base and with base, that Rameya holds that how Taisus learns that the Tevin and the Bayis gives it a din of Dor. So the Choshev base at Tevin kemokim dire beper kador. So then, so if we say, so I mean Taisus is this has a problem over here. Because Taisvis learned that Beis, we hear on the Fayim Beis Amid Beis, that Rab Meir or the Tanakama Asels, that's in some of the Tanakama we read as Rab Meir, that Rab Meir Asels are Beis Atev. So Taisvis first put down Anocha Muchletis, that the whole reason a Beis HaTev and Asels is because there's Tevin there. If there's no Tevin there, it's Sicha Gonish, Mugonish. Chozi L'dira, according to anyone, will not Asel. You have to have Mamish, either Dira Mamish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or Tashmish, Dira, according to Rameh. So Beis HaTev, that it says in the Bereis over there, Asels, means a bias that's full of Tevin. Now here it says by us, that Hador Sham Oisa, Hador Sham Oisa. So Taisvis had a particular problem. If Beis HaTevin means that there's Tevin there, that's why the Baraisa didn't have to be Mefarat over there, this Tevin, because that's a Taish Beis HaTevin. So now Taisvis had a problem. So according to Rameya, why is Vahador Sham Oisa Lachayre, his Tevin would make that we should consider that he's still living there. So Taisa says, it's speaking about without Tevin. It is speaking about without Tevin. That's the Chepsa Shtikul Doiche case this. That's what Taisa says. According to Rameh, the Chosh Beis HaTevin Kamo Kimdiri, Bepeik Ador, Bloi Oschi Hadodi, so then Ador Shom Unaras. Oma Rav Yehuda Bereide Rav Shmur Bar Shilas. Kol Mokim Sha'omru Hador Shom Einei Oisa. Wherever Chazal said that Hador Shom does not Asa, Hanoisin Eseruvai Einei Eret. That means in order to Asa on the Chotzer, you have to have a deer in the Chotzer. In order to make an Eruvi Chatzes, you have to put it in a Mokim Deer. So Memele, if it doesn't have a Teres Mokim Deer lesser, it doesn't have a Teres Mokim Deer Lahatir. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Bereide Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Besides, Chutz Mi Beis Shar Diyochid. A Beis Shar Diyochid, we split it. Even though Hador Shom ain't this bayis is surrounded by a chotzer by three sides. Halatzidoy echod rishusaram. On one side, it is pasuach lo shusaram. Ustam gag gavoya asore. Normally a gag is gavoya asore. V'yeisham marpeses. And there's a marpeses, the loy gavoya asore, mir shusaram. Umimeno, from this marpeses, oilin legak, they go up to the gak. Upoches measore hulo, and this is, in the marpeses, is teichyu. Alme, af al gak. Dile marpeses, for the bnei marpeses, kepesach. The gak lechayre is kepesach. The bnei reshusarab meine roi. Aber kiven de marpeses, urishus harabim begoya sore da dodi kaima, but since both of them are on one level, osriya dodi, so you don't look at the oifen hashimush, that's not the criteria anymore. The ilav hochi, because if you won't say the shtek teure, taime my have, so why is it that it is without a sulam kavua, one cannot use the gag. The gag is also. Uchi going Rashi also said another came to the mapeses mugufefesi. Lamailo pasuach basura ames lushusarab. The loy mugufefesi. If it wouldn't be surrounded with mechitzas oviv, kiven loy gavoyasore kalmusi. The sulam loy mahani bodikametalto mikamalis lishusayoche. This is Rashi's pshat. Bekoshelari lahamid kshayesh malpeses bein rishusarabim legak. His Rashi made a whole akimta. The whole gemara Rashi. We just had a member of Rav Nachman gaga somach lishusaram. So tzor sulam kvu latiroi. The sulam ara is no. My time allowed me to keep him the seich asorah dadodi kaim. It's seich asorah. So Rashi had problems. Stam Gag is Gavoya Asor. It wouldn't be Gavoya Asor, it'd be a Kamalist. So the Teichel got a problem. So Stam Gag is Gavoya Asor. What is Teich Asor? So Rashi made a Mapeses over here, which the Gemara did not mention at all. Because Lari Laham Nishesh Mapeses Bein Rishus Harab LeGag Da'ine Maske Rocha Mapeses Klal. The Gemara does not mention a Mapeses. But wait, in Mapeses Migufefes, if we will say that the and Rashi here to say this Mapeses is Teichiot. Now Rashi had a problem if the Mapeses is Teichiot, so it's a Kamalist. So Rashi says it's Migufefes. If it's megufefes, heich b'nei rishus harabim oishem oleho balagag. It's mukif mechitzis. So, we had mentioned that the Ritva explained shitas Rashi, tashmish gagay mafeses loichoshev kula hai kechotzer, that means a chotzer that is pasuach l'shus harabim. A chotzer that's pasuach l'shus harabim. The bnei l'shus harabim don't answer because they're makpid that you should come into a chotzer. We're mishtamish with a chotzer. So memele. So there. So even though there's a pesach from the chotzer to the rishus harabim, they don't say pirtze koyre leganef. I don't say that the pesach invites the bnei rishus harabim. We're being mishtamish in the chotzer. The pesach does not schlep around the bnei rishus harabim. Mashein kein amar pesach or agag, since they're not mishtamish so much on the mapesach or gag, so this pesach allows the bnei rishus harabim to enter on the Mapeses, to be mishtamish with the Gag, and there's a loch of Meitzah Shechzika Beiram. This was Shitas Rashi. Now, Taisvis does not like this. So the Taisvis HaRosh is, talks a little clearer, the Taisvis HaRosh is as follows. Maishna, if it is speaking about that the Mapeses, if it is speaking about the Mapeses is Megufif, has mechitzes, Taisus says over here, im ha'peses megufefes, ha'chnei rishus harabim oishrim oleh. So the Taisus HaRosh elaborates. Maishna michotzer ha'psucha l'shus harabim, what is the difference here of a chotzer that's pasuch l'shus harabim, da'ein b'nei rishus harabim oishrim oleh shum tashmish. Yeah. So what's the difference? He did not like this chilik. What is the difference between a chotzer and a malpeses? That's his kasha. Just like a chotzer that's pasuach l'rishus harabim. Just like a chotzer that is pasuach l'rishus harabim. So the pesach does not invite the bnei rishus harabim, and it's considered the rishus of the bnei achotzer. So who are then the malpeses should be considered, if it's megufif, it's be considered the rishus of the bnei malpeses. How did the bnei rishus harab masa? That's the kasha. V'idaleki gifufi, I will say there's no gifufi. Then it's takibita, avalei kamalis. V'agag nifratz lo ba'asoret. The mashup seems to say that since it's teich asoret, since the gag is toich asorah from the mapeses, so the gag should also be awesome. V'beloi mapeses airi. And if it's not speaking about without a mapeses, not like Rashi. V'koi gag b'soich asorim. Kein avi kamus. So the gag is a kamus. That kasha Rashi is also. V'oi meri. So the ri comes and says a different mahalach than Rashi. The Mairi Shapir beloy Malpesis. It is speaking about there is no Malpesis. Ubnei Rishus Harabim Mishtam Shimboy. The Bnei Rishus Harabim Amishtamish and the Gag. Lefisha Einoi Gavoya Asor. Because it's not Gavoya Asor. If it's not Gavoya Asor, so we have a problem, so the Gag should be a Kamalist. Ve'ein ein nifratz b'miluay. So it is not poratz b'miluay to the rishus harab. Uchigoyin she'tzide ha'gag govoya asore. Either they're speaking about that the tzide ha'gag or govoya asore from the rishus harab. Oikol ha'gag l'mata mi'asore v'yesh lo'y makam. Let us just see picture 49 and 50. 49, this is Tais Vishite. We're speaking about speaking about as follows. That the end, the Rishus HaRabim is not level. So by the ends of the Rishus HaRab, it comes about the two sides of the Gag, it's Gavoy HaSor, and the middle is not Gavoy HaSor. Or the second, picture 50 is that the whole Gag is less than HaSor, but it has Mechitzes on both sides, and in the middle we have a Pesach. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Pasuach l'shus haraben basori bepoches. V'kamrinom t'zorich sulam kavua lahatiroi. You need a sulam kavua. Avo beloi sulam, but ad a sulam. Now Taisus says it's a whole new mahalach. With ad a sulam, ein b'nei chotze regilim boi. The Bnei Mechotza, if there's no Sulam to get up from the place, there's no Mapesa, as Taisu says. So there's no Sulam, Ein Bnei Chotza Regilim Boy. Umevatlim Mimenu Bnei Rishus Horabim Shehigilu Lehishtamesh. The Bnei Rishus Horabim that were Margul Lehishtamesh on this Gag, Lishtamish boy, Teiris Diyoyren. I don't know exactly if this is a Lomdische Bittel or a Praktische Bittel. That means like this. It seems that the Bnei Achotzer did not use the Gag too much. But the usage, what they used it, was enough that it should not have a Teiris Karfet. It's called, their shimush in the Gag was called a shimush of dire. It's called that there's tashmishe dire in the Gag. That existed, Kolzman, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, were not margil lehishtamish. When the Bnei Rishus HaRabim started being mishtamish with this Gag, is umevatlim imenu b'nei reshus harabim. Now the b'nei reshus harabim that they're mishtamish with this God shehirgilu lishtamish boy, so they're mevatl from the God teiris diyorim. So either it's a practical thing, since they're mishtamish, so the miut shimush of the b'nei hachotza dwindles, so therefore it doesn't have a teiris dire, teiris diyorim. Or it could be it's a practical effect that people that they like this they used to use it 20%, now they only use it 5%, so that doesn't give it a psateiris dire. Or I feel that they use it the same amount, but since the Bnei Rishus HaRabim use it more, so this is not considered already, so taking everything in consideration, it's not considered that this is Meyuchet for Tashmishe Dire. So therefore, Umashvi Lohu Kalfif. It's called Anandar Aloch, not the way Rashi learned that it's speaking about that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim have a Meitzah Shechzikah Barab, they have Shusei Shimush, you have to make a Pseiru V'chatzeres, L'cher would be, I mean, it's like that they're also Mishtamish with the Gag. They have Shusei Shimush with the Gag. No, Goran Andrezach. Their Shimush creates that the Shimush of the Bnei Chotzer gets smaller. It becomes a calf. ואוסר לטלטל ממנו לחוץ על הרבונן, רב שמנה מכלם ששומס בביים, אוסר לא הלך מחוץ על הגב, כי מדנס הקרפס. So it becomes a קרפס על ידי דשימוש של דבני רשוסרה. ולא ידעו מלחוץ הרוי מובוי, נעצים לתו החוץ הרוי מובוי, שפסוכים לשוסרה בן בעשורם. Now here Tosis explains, so why don't you say the same thing? If you have a chotzer or mavui that's pasuach l'shus harabim, ma'asore, that means you have eser amis, then b'nei r'shus harabim o'isrim olof, d'hosom ikid d'yoyrim gmurim, there's a shimush gomo, v'en koyach l'vnei r'shus harabim levatlo. But here the b'nei r'shus harabim, the shimush of b'nei r'shus harabim is mevatlo, and for some reason the Gemara held that this is not a shimush benachas. So al koponim, so al kochav, since it's teich asore, so that is enough for the bnei reshus harabim to be mevatel the teiris reshus hayochid from the gaga becomes the calf. V'ko amrinon, and for the Gemara, no, could be that the bittel is not to the shimush of the bnei reshus harabim, duma bekumse v'sudra, dergil no nichim shom bnei reshus harabim k'shem ha'yefim, afo pi shegavoy ha'sore, shemasri kalu k'de perish bekuntres, v'tashmish nachas, this already is like Rashi, v'tashmish nachasu v'lo idomi l'reshush shebein shtei chatzeir, so zeh bepesel, zeh bezchike, that there you don't say that they could put their koivim and the koisel. The chotzayim mishtamshim boi bekoivim, ele bekelim kveidim. So that is how Tosfos learned. So Tosfos learned, al kaponim, the iser of the gag, is that the bnei reshus harabim make it for a kalf. The Gemara held in the Havim, they make it for a kalfif, because they make it for a kalfif, because it's teich yut to the bnei reshus harabim. But this, the Tosfos HaRosh explains a little better. Tosfos HaRosh explains, let me just say over the lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. Chotzer mavi shepsuchim be'esel reshus harabim, ein bnei reshus harabim, mevatel moisem shtemnei chotzer amover regilum mishtamish bei di ikubu di yoyrim gemura avo begag shein diris mnei chotzer motzi bo mnei reshus harabim regilum lekatef olov hitzrichu sulam kavua lahatiroi lechotzer. So what does the sulam kavua do? According to Tosfos, the sulam kavua, it's not not speaking about a meitzer shechzike berab. Lahargil tashmish menei chotzer olam. The sulam kavua creates that gives an incentive for the bnei chotzer to be mishtamish. Di lavochi ave mevatlim bnei reshus harabim shagil mishtamish bei teires diras aroi sheolav amash v'leikav. It means like this: there's only a diras aroi on the gag al yedei bnei achotzer. But if they have a sulam kavua, so then it becomes a diras kva, and the tashmish of the bnei reshus harabim does not affect the gag. Then it's similar to a chotzer amur. Rabbi Netam meforeish beinyan acher. Rabbi Netam is gor ananda ripshat. Gag hasomuch l'shus harabim benomuch besoich hasor. The gag is, this is the pshat that Rashi brought down, that the gag is teichyut. Sorich sulam kavua la'atira. The kivon. So now the Rabbi Netam said, moira de kezachan over here. We have a lot of problems over here. The way he makes the picture ready, so the gag is already a kamalus. And now the sulam is going to be matar akamalus. Now, how do we do this? So the Rabbi Netam says over here two chesbonos. The Netam mefarsh b'inyanach, gag asomuch l'shus harabim, v'nomuch b'soich hasor. Tzorich sulam kavua la'atira. What do you matter? What is the problem? The kivin de toichei reshus hayochidi, since inside the house it is a reshus hayochid, v'loidomi l'shar kamalus. So this is not similar to a normal kamalus. That means even though the gag is teich yud to the reshus harabim, So according to our Yediyas and Hilchis Shabbos, we would say it's a kamalus. Muskei Meron, that inside the underneath the gag, there's a bias there. That's very good. But L'chayre, on top of the bias is L'chayre kamalus. So the Bein Etam says, but it's not a kamalus gemur. L'idomi l'shal kamalus. It's a halfway kamalus. V'sulam kavua shebechotza. How you have a sulam kavua shebechotza. That means the sulam kavua creates that the bnei chotza are mishtamish with this gag. Memayiv koyach kamalus shebechotza. Do I have a kamalus malia? Chazanish says he doesn't understand the svorist, or imek ha-svorist of the Rabbein Etam, but al-kaponim seems the chos of the choychet ha-rishus ha-yochid, and so it seems that the shimush of the chotzer with the gag makes it, it's not a kamlas gomo to begin with, and now you have a sulam kavu, and that makes it ois rishus ha-yochid. V'dayik, that is pshat in the Gemara. V'dayik sulam kavu in. A sulam kavua, that makes it for ois kamalus. Sulam arei loy. So now pshat the Gemara's kasha was as follows. Af al gavdei de sulam arei, havi tash mishnachas, tvei lechotzer, mibnei rishus arab. The lesson of nei rishus arab, mafilu sulam arei, so the whole pilpul of the Gemara is as follows. Why do you need a sulam kavua? That means the shimush, we say like this, the shimush of the bnei hachotzer with the gag makes it ois kamalus. So why do you need a sulam kavua? Sulam arai should also be sufficient, because if you'll be done the shimush of the bnei hachotzer with the gag, and you'll be done the shimush of bnei rishus harabim with the gag, so the shimush of the bnei chotzer is more benachas than the shimush of bnei rishus harabim, because they have a sulam aroi. Chazanish says he doesn't understand it, because the whole sugi is before, it would seem a sulam aroi is lemal lemoyer. But it's command the lesser. But this is what the Bein Etam says. Bein Etam says that the sulam should be sufficient. Fafilu hochi. Even the betoich, so you know why you need a sulam kva. Even the betoich asore kaima osri. Since the gag is toich asore of the reshus harabim, so memele here, you don't cheshben with shimush. Toich asore, so that's considered, so it's already, so the reshus of the reshus harabim is also shoilet equally on the gag. Unless you have a sulam kavua. Doch hier auf Poppe, that no. Und nei, der Schusserab, na mi kitash mich nachas, bekumse visudro. Der Reusche ist ja lodom somuch legag. This is a tash mich nachas. His head is somuch legag. Wawa tash mich ibe nachas blei sulam klal, ke levnei chotza besulam. Ola ochi zorich sulam kavua, but if you have a sulam kavua, Lahatir, Karmelis, Gorua, Kozeh, Tavi, Toichai, Rishus, Ayochit.